Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, there is a major story developing out of the Trump administration at a time when the war between Russia and Ukraine continues to escalate. We just learned that one of Trump's hand-picked officials for the State Department has ties to the Kremlin. And to make matters even worse, this dude's first move was dismantling a task force designed to fight Russian and Chinese propaganda. This reads, Trump official who shut down Russian propaganda unit has links to Kremlin. Darren Beatty, who alarmed the State Department with his pro-Moscow views, is married to a woman who has ties. And you may not know this guy's name, but I can assure you, you have heard about Darren Beatty in the past. This is a man who got kicked out of the first Trump administration because he attended a white nationalist event. This is a man whose Twitter is openly full of vile pro-Russia, pro-China propaganda, yet Trump decides to place him in a crazy high position of power. You know, before we even jump into Darren Beatty, I want to show you Ukraine attacking Kirk Bridge this morning because it is quite badass, and I love it. Obviously, it's war. I don't love war, but I love the retaliatory and clever nature of what Ukraine is doing. Because the U.S. has stopped weapon sharing, mostly, and Ukraine said, rather than giving up, we're going to get more clever, we're going to work smarter, and we are going to make sure we hit Russia where it hurts. And now, even though there's not visible damage to the top of the bridge, they hit the infrastructure of the bridge in a way that will destabilize Russia. So this is another massive L for Russia. They didn't see it coming, and it was right off the back of the drone attack that happened just a few days ago. While all of this is happening, Ukraine is deciding not to share intelligence with the United States. Why, you may ask? Well, again, Trump's own State Department appointee has ties to the Kremlin, and he's been actively working to dismantle any unit that can fight Russian disinformation, which really makes the picture clear. I mean, yes, Trump is likely a Russian asset. Yes, Trump is very, very dumb. We can concede all of this. But when you look at the past few months, Trump has refused to read his daily briefings, and it seems like he's put up this bubble around him of people who are pro-Russia or Russia sympathetic at the very least, meaning all of the information that he's inputting is either Fox News, vague Russian propaganda, or people around him being pro-Russia, or he's not even reading the daily press briefings where it shows that Russia is just slaughtering Ukrainian civilians as they have been for the past few years. But now, Ukraine is striking back. Let's talk about Darren Beatty and his pro-Moscow views. For example, here's Margaret Brennan talking about Darren Beatty. This isn't Darren in the clip, but she's talking about him here.
Beatty has been appointed as acting undersecretary for public diplomacy and public affairs. He was fired from the first Trump administration after he attended a white nationalist convention. He's made a lot of inflammatory statements against women and minorities. If he couldn't work for the first Trump administration, how is he qualified to work now?
Margaret, I'm not familiar with Mr. Beatty or the claims that you...
I hate this game that they play. I'm not familiar. I haven't heard about that. I'm sorry. I really don't know what you're talking about. It's a prime example of just willful ignorance. Republicans know what every single inch of Hunter Biden's genitalia looks like, and they know what every single browser of the Hunter Biden laptop had on it. They know everything about Hunter Biden's laptop. But when you ask them about a very high-up official in the first Trump admin who got kicked out, this was a massive story, all of a sudden these Republican elected officials don't really know. They don't really read the news that much. You expect a Republican official to keep up with the Trump administration? Absurd. Absolutely absurd. Before we get on to this Trump-Russia story, I just want to say, I'm eternally grateful for everything you guys have helped me build. And shout out to Dr. Forbert, who said, keep up the informative news. This needs to be amplified. If you want to help join the crew that we're building, if you want to help build a network with us, you can subscribe below. That being said, let's jump into this. A senior official who dismantled the U.S. government's Russian disinformation unit is married to a Russian woman with links to the Kremlin. Darren Beatty has provoked alarm within the State Department since being appointed in February for his ardent pro-Russian views and focus on destroying the agency tasked with tackling Russian propaganda. This is Darren Beatty's Twitter from 2020. He said, "Unpopular claim, NATO is a greater threat to the American liberty than the Chinese Communist Party. Sounds crazy, I know, but I'd be willing to debate anyone on this topic publicly. This is a debate I would love to have." That is a delusional thing. Too bad this was 5 or so years ago, because I would love to debate Darren J. Beatty on this claim. It is absolutely delusional. NATO is a voluntary alliance of democratic nations. You voluntarily get into it, and then it defends freedom from fascism, from communism, from terrorism. It has defended freedom for nearly 80 years. The CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, is a literal surveillance state that censors the internet. They lock up millions of Uyghur Muslims. Of course, I'm not saying the USA is perfect or that China is always, always terrible. People in the comment section always like remove the nuance from my statements. I'm just saying, by all accounts, the average NATO country is going to have a way higher quality of living than the average Chinese citizen would. For example, if you want to live in Germany, or if you want to live in Norway or in Sweden, you'll probably have a lot easier time, you know, criticizing the government or using freedom of speech or watching SpongeBob or going on TikTok. I mean, you can't go on TikTok in China. They ban a lot of shows in China. They lock up Muslims and they castrate them in China. NATO, I'm sure a lot of NATO countries have flaws. Of course, every country has flaws. But to claim that NATO is a threat when they are a democratic defensive alliance, that is just morally bankrupt. NATO has kept democracy alive, and NATO is an amazing entity that acts as a preventative measure. How is this guy even close to power at all? To continue, he then said, "A big part of American ruling class hatred of Russia is that Russia is a major power that rejects the woke ideology at the core of the American regime. Now that Xi's China is rejecting America's woke poison in key respects, interesting to see how this plays into the Cold War 2.0. I hate this. I hate that conservatives have gaslit themselves into thinking that Putin is this beacon of moral clarity and Christianity, and that just because the USA legalized gay marriage in 2015, we are now a woke, terrible country. This dude calls it the American regime. He's referring to the Biden administration as the American regime. And then he goes on to praise Russia, say that we only hate Russia because they reject the American regime. He has it twisted. Russia hates America because we are a democracy, because we actually promote freedom and equality, or at least we try to. Russia jails dissidents, crushes free speech. Russia invades next-door neighbors and tries to commit genocide against them. China commits genocide against ethnic minorities, Uyghur Muslims. This dude is delusional. Okay, let's see what the next one says. Taiwan will inevitably belong to China. They just keep getting worse. It's only a matter of time. It's not worth expanding any capital to prevent. We have a deal to protect Taiwan. A visionary statesman will recognize this and make a deal in exchange for acknowledgement of this basic reality. Get some serious concessions on Africa and Antarctica. Big deal to be made. This is just appeasement. This is appeasement masquerading as some sort of clever strategy. Your goal, your plan is to give up Taiwan to China, give up Ukraine to Russia, and then expect them to never even expand their territory any further or continue to be number one enemy to the USA. You think China and Russia are all of a sudden going to like us after they absorb their next door neighbor? It's incredibly dangerous, idiotic thinking. Taiwan is becoming a thriving democracy. It's strategic to global trade at this point. It has no desire to be absorbed by an authoritarian regime that would probably crush its trade, jail dissidents, crush any free speech, and again, just ethnically cleanse certain minority groups. Darren J. Beatty is a terrible human being, and this brings us further into the Russia article. Sorry, we got sidetracked for a while. Mr. Beatty, the acting undersecretary for public diplomacy and public affairs, is married to a woman whose uncle has taken several roles in Russian politics and once received a personal thank you message from Putin. In the years before joining the government, Mr. Beatty wrote social media posts suggesting Western institutions should be infiltrated by Putin, while he also attacked what he described as the globalist American empire. I will say this with certainty, Darren Beatty is a traitor to this country. Darren Beatty is somebody who should be deported from the United States of America. Darren Beatty is somebody who is actively working against the best interests of America and putting Russia first and America last. Donald Trump is under pressure from many in his party, particularly senators, to take a tougher stance on the Russian leader while he continues to refuse to sign a ceasefire deal. Many of Mr. Beatty's social media posts also concern China, repeatedly calling on the U.S. to surrender Taiwan to Beijing, labeling Britain a poor and pathetic kingdom that would be far better off under Chinese domination. What is up with this guy? What the fuck's up with this guy? He's also a huge supporter of J6. We'll endlessly defend that. State Department sources expressed skepticism over whether he had undergone security vetting, a process which has been relaxed under Mr. Trump. Mr. Beatty was a member of the first Trump admin, but after being sacked for attending a white nationalist conference, allegedly, he reinvented himself as an alt-right media figure. In May of 2021, public records show he married a Russian woman called Yulia Kirillova in a ceremony in Broward County, Florida. Ms. Kirillova, who according to her Facebook page was educated in Moscow before studying abroad in Canada and Washington, D.C., is the niece of Sergei Chernikov, a Russian drinks magnate who part owns a flat with her mother, Natalia. And here's something I always want to say, like, we shouldn't have phobia against Russian citizens or Russian people. Just because she studied in Moscow, there's nothing wrong with that. That's very short-sighted to say that. I just think the Russian government in particular, the Russian government, it's like saying that every single American is reflective of Trump, or Trump is reflective of every single American. That wouldn't be fair to say, and we're proof that that's not true. The uncle's net worth was estimated to be $150 million in 2005, and he received a letter of thanks for his help in the election from Vladimir Putin, which first brought the Russian leader to power. The same year, Mr. Chernikov took his first steps into politics, taking a role in the Ministry of Natural Resources. You know Darren Beatty finds this fascinating, and I'm not drawing a direct connection, but I'm just asking questions. I'm asking why this deranged pro-Russia lunatic is allowed anywhere near power. I mean, while I was doing research for this video, I found this DM. Somebody tweeted out, "Here's more of my exchange with Darren Beatty, the newest member of the Trump administration. This is when he was the member of the Commission of the Holocaust Preservation. This was a few years back. Darren Beatty says, 'You are illiterate. Where did you go to school?'" I don't know how the debate started, but the person says, "That seems like an odd fixation, which I am not going to honor. But if you want to comment for the article, I'm certainly open." So it's a journalist who's just trying to get a comment. And Darren Beatty says, "Philistine, know nothing about philosophy. You've never had an original idea in your life. You are beneath me." This is like an unhinged, manic lunatic. And you know, he fits right in the Trump administration. That being said, I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the work we do, drop a like. I love you all. We are building an amazing, amazing network, a movement. Do you guys like the shape the network is taking thus far? I brought on Chris. I'm bringing on more and more contributors throughout the next month. And the goal is to be pushing back so relentlessly against MAGA media, they won't even know what's coming. So if you want to be a part of that, you can join below. Love you all. Peace out.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.